Good afternoon. This is Nevin Campanella bringing you the TNT Radio Hour. How's everybody doing today? Well, I'm not doing so good. I've got my microphone somehow screwed up. I'm doing this broadcast via the cell phone. Let's hope I don't run out of minutes. Okay, since I'm all messed up and I'm trying to get reorganized here, while I calm down worrying about using up my cell phone time, let me make a couple of announcements. For instance, today is our anniversary. Jill and I have been married 9 years today. 1-1-1. Yeah, January 11th. Isn't that great? And an amazing, an absolutely amazing 9 years it has been. Jill and I have done a lot of travel. We went up and down the Rocky Mountains looking for the Enchanted Forest, and we found it. We actually did. Which brings me to a new little bit of news. And you're not going to find it on the TNT board. I have been redoing the Woodland Star website, and I picked a theme. Now, this is going to seem a little bit strange, but the theme is all around Middle Earth. You know, Tolkien, Frodo and his friends and all that. It's been a lot of fun, especially when it came time to do such things as which humans are aligned with trolls. Well, I have two so far, Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, amazing, huh? And I have some. I have one race, and that is Dick Cheney, the United States Vice President. I think he fits very well into that role. So far, humans aligned with elves are Barack Obama, John McCain, and Lou Dobbs. And what else have I got? Oh, I have one bull rock. No other than Osama bin Laden from Afghanistan. Kind of fun. And if you follow along with my website, as I blog, I'm going to blog as much as I can in the elven tradition. So at times the language might seem a little bit flowery, plus I'll be using elven speech at times. Maybe I need a reality check, huh, folks? Well, talk about reality check time. Where should we begin? I look at the elections. I look at what's going on in the world. I look at the TNT board. And I got to tell you, folks, this is a tough one. I think the people on the TNT board, the posters, many of them need a little reality check. Why? Well, first of all, they're getting their information from sources that I cannot verify credibility. I'm not saying they're not credible. I'm saying I just can't verify it. Which makes reporting of the news really, really tough. As an example, there's two or three examples. I want to talk a little bit about news reporting. Maybe I shouldn't call it news. I guess I should call it information reporting, because much of what occurs, even in the national news media, really isn't news. It's just simply information. In other words, this isn't a new event going on. People are simply reporting information. Typically in the national media, this comes down to one newsman or woman interviewing another newswoman or newsman. It gets really weird out there sometimes. When they don't have anything to report, they start interviewing each other. We get a similar kind of very strange information, quote, news reporting on TNT board. As an example, let's take one of the ones that really kind of twist my head in terms of trying to find credibility was called Twilight of the Psychopaths. This is by Dr. Kevin Barrett. Now, I started doing some research. And this was, by the way, this was originally posted by Zany Mystic on sometime around yesterday afternoon. And there's not a whole lot going on within the post itself in terms of what Dr. Barrett is saying. Sometimes he drifts off into opinion. Sometimes he reports what he considers absolute correct information. So I'm reading this, and I come across a paragraph. I'm going to read it to you because it set me to thinking, gee, you know, who is this guy, Dr. Kevin Barrett? Anyway, I want to read a paragraph to you from Twilight of the Psychopaths. Quote, "This manipulation of shame has the added benefit of making psychopathic organizations effectively invisible to normal society. Despite easily available media reports," hold on to that little one, folks, okay? Easily available media reports. "American voters in 2004 simply refused to see that the two major party presidential candidates had lain naked in a coffin, masturbating in front of older Bozeman in order to gain admission to Skull and Bones and thus become members of the criminal underworld." Okay. You know, when I first started reading Twilight of the Psychopaths, I kept wondering, wow, where is this person getting his information from? But, you know, I can't read everything that's going on in the media. And I figured, okay, the guy is get information, quote, "easily available media reports from sources that I'm just not aware of." Well, when I came across presidential candidates laying in a coffin masturbating in front of other bonesmen, you know, kind of raised my eyebrows, no pun intended, Don. Well, so I decided, okay, I need to find out, who is this guy? I mean, he's on the TNT board. Zany Mystic reports this. So I dug a little, I started digging. I'll read to you a little bit of what I came to find out. Barrett first drew attention to his views by writing letters to the editor of the Madison Capital Times and Wisconsin State Journal, in which he claimed that Muslims had nothing to do with the attacks. Now, he's referring here, folks, to the 9/11. 9/11 had nothing to do with Islam. The war on terror is as phony as the latest Osama bin Laden tape. Barrett has also claimed the 2005 London bombing and the 2004 Madrid bombing were committed by U.S. or Western military intelligence and not Islamic terrorists. On July 11, 2006, Barrett appeared on the television show The O'Reilly Factor. Now, folks, I am no fan of Bill O'Reilly. I consider him a bigot, almost borderline racist. Not as racist as his girlfriend Ann Coulter, but I do consider him, you know, borderline. Anyway. And the show's host, Bill O'Reilly, said about Barrett, quote, "This guy would have been gone at Boston University, my alma mater, in a heartbeat. The chancellor there, John Silber, would have this guy be in the Charles River floating down." Okay, so obviously Bill O'Reilly's not too impressed with this guy. Let's try another little piece of information. By the way, in terms of where am I getting this information, I am getting it from Wikipedia. Brett taught the fall 2006 class he had been hired for, but took a sabbatical the following term in May 2007. He announced that he had applied to teaching during the fall 2007 semester. In 2006, he began hosting a talk show twice a week called The Dynamic Duo, and another talk show hosted weekly on RBM titled Truth Jihad Radio. Wow. Truth Jihad Radio? You know, folks, I was born early. Yes, that's true, but it was not yesterday. This guy, Kevin Barrett, is an asshole. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Either that or he's just plain psychotic. How do you put the words truth and jihad into the same phrase? Not to talk about an oxymoron. Anyway, the topic of his shows was mainly conspiracy theories surrounding 9/11. Now, am I saying that there was no subterfuge around 9/11? No, I'm not saying that. I don't know. And neither does anyone else. Not on the net. They're all full of shit. They pull this stuff out of thin air or their own psychosis. Well, they will have you believe the craziness that's in their head. And I'm going to give you a clear example of this because, folks, I am not crazy. I am very intelligent and of sound mind and logical. And I do have credible information, specifically concerning the Holocaust. This screwball, Barrett, aligns himself with someone called Zundel when it comes to the Holocaust. Now, you need to understand that Zundel is, he's dead now. He died in the year 2000. He was the centerpiece, the centerfold for the German Holocaust denier. Now, did the Holocaust occur? You know, folks, you really would have to have your head up your ass to believe it didn't. What am I relying on? I'm relying on what I call credible information. Now, there's only one of two ways that you can arrive at a conclusion about anything. Either you directly experience it, or you make some sort of judgment about the information you're getting as being credible. That's it, folks. Those are the only two ways. Now, none of us, the people who are listening to this show, that I know of, have any direct experience with the Holocaust. In other words, I seriously doubt there's anyone listening who actually went through it. So where do we get our information from? We get it from what we call credible news sources. You know, conspiracy theory is very circular, because what they would say then is, oh, yeah, but the national media is all controlled by someone else who is trying to put bad disinformation into your brain. You know, that may be so. There's probably some truth to that. But when you talk about a specific event, keep this in mind now. I'm not talking about the possibilities of conspiracy. I'm talking about a specific event. Folks, it occurred. The Holocaust is real. You know, we are going down a real sick path. We really are. Because what is happening is that there are screwballs out there that are going to try to convince you that white is black and black is white. Don't let them do it to your heads. Don't let them do it. We live in a world in which there really is some reality. And folks, the Holocaust, it occurred. It happened. Now, how can I be so positive of that? Because of all the sources that I've looked at, they seem to dovetail together across the board from thousands and thousands of different reports. You know, eventually that's what makes something credible. How many people start agreeing with it? How many pictures you've seen? showing similar evidence, so on and so forth. If you were to follow someone like Barrett, you could walk into any court of law using his logic and deny that any evidence presented is real because it was all fabricated. Therefore, we should let everybody out of jail. That would be his logic. I would invite all of you to take a look at argumentative fallacies. Hey, you'll find them on the net. There's hundreds and hundreds of papers written on the subject. This guy is a master at it. So, where does that now leave me in terms of the news, reporting Twilight of the Psychopaths by Dr. Kevin Barrett? It leaves me smack in the middle of nowhere. What does that mean for the TNT board? It means you have to have a very discerning eye. Now, I'm going to ask a question here, but prior to the question, I want to make a statement about myself and what's happening. I will soon be leaving the TNT News Hour at the end of February. I think most of you know that I'm moving to Alabama. So my reporting, my status as a news reporter for the TNT News Hour will be coming to a close, along with my show Woodland Star. So I'm a kind of a short timer. Short timers have no reason to pull your leg. They really don't. What is necessary on the TNT board? Well, you know, I don't know how you make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. I don't know how you do it. But the people blogging, not all of them, not all of them. Let's get this clear. There's a few rational people who actually make some rational reports and some rational opinions and rational statements. The majority of what is being reported on the TNT board, most of it's bullshit. Let's get to another one here. That was the little message I was going to give you. And I'm telling you, I'm a short timer, I'm not lying. Let's get to another one. This one comes from TNT Mad Dog. And all this really is a report about an incident that occurred, or may not have occurred, or did it occur? Aha! This is a cute one. The question you start out with is Henry Paulson. Well, who is Henry Paulson, first of all? Well, first of all, he's the Secretary of the United States Treasury. Now, the question comes up, is Henry Paulson dead? The argument for his death comes from worldreports.org. That's actually where it originates from. How do I know? Because I was really dumb enough to try to follow this down. I mean, I did everything but stand on my head tracking this damn thing. I could not find it in any of the national news media. Now, if you go to My Way News and you plug in Henry Paulson is dead, it's going to come up with a lot of links. And you know where they all go to? You got it, worldreports.org or a couple of other conspiracy-type websites. If someone can find this, at another level, you know, one of the mainstreams, I sure would be happy with the information. You know, apparently, this report comes out with Henry Paulson being dead after being shot in the chest. Wow. I mean, how do you hide something like that? I don't know how you do it. I mean, these guys have got to be really cool to hide something like that. Can you hide it? No. You can't hide a damn thing in the United States. Sooner or later, somebody finds out. What am I telling you? What I'm telling you is if you're looking for news that's verifiable, you're going to have a hard time finding it on a TNT message board. That's what I'm telling you. I got to read this. This is an update. We have received separate confirmations from military sources that the figure of 127 stated below for the number of targets in the United States, excluding Europe, is accurate. We have also just learned that the fire at the Bush family property in Odessa, Texas, was associated with a further special forces operation to retrieve Bush family documents hitting there. Wow. Why did I read that to you? I wanted to give you a flavor for the kinds of the kind of unverifiable information that's flowing like water, not only on the TNT board, but across the entire net. Why is this important? It's important because you, the listener, you're going to make decisions regarding what you're going to do in life, and you're going to base a lot of it on what's going on around you. You know what? You need some reality as to what's going on around you. Now, as far as I'm concerned, George W. Bush has got to be the absolute worst president in the history of the United States. I mean, really, absolutely, now this is my opinion, and my opinion only, the absolute worst president. I mean, over the past 7 years, now going into his eighth, I mean, this guy has literally decimated the landscape of the United States, especially with our economy. But was the White House involved in the 9/11, the two towers? You know, George W. Bush just is not smart enough to do it. I mean, he just isn't. Even I certainly wouldn't put it past Dick Cheney, which is why I classified him as a race. I think Dick Cheney has a character for it. Do I know that they were involved? Absolutely not. I'm simply telling you, George Bush is too stupid to be able to do it, but his vice president, Dick Cheney, has the intelligence and the psychopathic character to actually pull off something like that. Yeah. Well, back to Henry Paulson. He was reported again to be dead on January 2nd. Now, I have no way of calling Henry Paulson, you know, getting him on the phone and saying, hey, Henry, are you alive or dead? I don't have any way of doing it. I'll tell you this, though. It's time for the news, all news across the board, whether it's CNN, Fox News, TNT, Radio Hour, to start cleaning up its act. You know, people keep saying they want a new president, they want someone who can make a change, make a difference. Well, one of the very first things we can do, one of the absolute first things we can do to make a change and make a difference is make sure that what's coming out of our mouth is credible. Yeah, that's a new word on the net, credible. Now the next one is valid. How valid is it? But most of what's reported on the net is simply a restatement over and over, millions and millions and millions of times over. I warn people, be careful what you put on the net, because it will never disappear. It'll be there forever. That's what some of the young teenagers are finding out when they go on to some of these blogs and, you know, they put up pictures of themselves nude and so on and so forth. Let me tell you, it's going to be there forever, and it will follow them around like a plague. Well, let's get on to one that this little bit of news is not credible. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that the news itself of what occurred was real. And it's real in the sense that I'm saying it's real because I verified it. It comes down to United States President George Bush promised Israel's opposition leader that the United States will join the Jewish state in a nuclear strike against Iran, Israeli radio reported today. Look, this is real. And George Bush, I mean, a couple of months back, he raised the possibility of World War III. He did that all by himself. This is real. This is what happened. But, the title of this post is, quote, "Countdown to Armageddon Started?" Question mark. You know, Bush says he supports Israel, and if nukes are going to be used, he's going to get involved. Now, what I have a problem with is the inflammatory type of titles to catch attention. Countdown to Armageddon? Give me a break. This is called a slippery slope argument. Now, a slippery slope argument is not always a fallacy. It's an argument that says adopting one policy or taking one action will lead to a series of other policies or actions also being taken without showing any causal connection. As an example, if we legalize marijuana, the next thing you know, we'll legalize heroin. And now here we go. I'll put it into the Bush situation in Israel. If Bush promises Israel that he'll back him up, we are into Armageddon. Folks, Armageddon is a flame term that gets tossed around, kind of like the end of the world shit. I don't have an argument with putting up a post that talks about this specific issue of Bush in Israel. And should Bush be supporting the Jewish state in terms of a nuclear strike against Iran? No, I'm totally against it. But I sure as hell don't believe that by him saying that we are now talking about Armageddon. This person needs to get a life. By the way, it was posted by somebody named Dancer. The person Dancer, whoever the person is simply involved in this type of inflammatory talk. And probably is not even aware of it, so used to doing it. Well, we do have some real information reported on the TNT blog, or excuse me, TNT message board. And actually it comes partly from a blog called Brad's Blog. This you could put in the bank, because what I'm about to tell you in terms of news is real, it's credible, and I have validated it. This is for real. Pay attention. Let me just quote a little bit here. Analysts at the Election Defense Alliance have confirmed that based on the official results on the New Hampshire Secretary of State website, there is a remarkable relationship between Obama and Clinton votes when you look at votes tabulated by hand and those that were scanned. Okay, what is going on? Now, pay close attention here. It's not complicated. I'm going to break this down for you. The Clinton and Obama votes were originally optically scanned, okay? So, in other words, this is dye bulb working here. You've heard of dye bulb. The result of the scanning came out to Clinton at 52.95% and Obama at 47.05%. Sounds about right from what I saw. I watched the entire situation occur. I watched the election. But now there's a very strange thing that happens. They hand counted the votes. And guess what? On hand count, they're reporting exactly the same percentage, but only in reverse. The percentages appear to be swapped. Now that is weird. What is actually more amazing to me is how close the percentages are. I mean, you go from an OptiScan to a hand count, you get exactly the same percentages, but only in reverse. Nah, I got to tell you, folks, I look at this, and I got to say something is rotten in Denmark. Something is strange. Something is not right. Now, Kunitz, you remember Kunitz? He was a presidential candidate. I don't know if he's still running. I think he's out of the race, but he is calling for a recount. Let me read to you out of the Brad blog. While it may seem a quibble, the fact is that until now, 80% of New Hampshire's ballots have been counted only by a hackable, prone-to-error, Diebold optical scan machine. The systems were entirely programmed, serviced, and controlled by one somewhat less than reputable company, LHS Associates. The machines are the very same model shown being hacked in the Emmy-nominated HBO documentary Hacking Democracy, in which the results of a live mock election were flipped via the gaming of the machine's memory card. We would also caution Kunitz and his team to closely inspect the chain of custody for the ballots in question. Now, folks, you've got to understand that the chain of custody for the ballots in question is more important than the actual counting by the machine. It's the person who's responsible for the custody that has absolute control over the outcome. They can make it any way they want. Nancy Toby of New Hampshire for Democracy, a Granite State election integrity watchdog group, previously noted her concerns in earlier discussions about the possibility of hand-counting the state's OptiScan preliminary ballots. Quote, now this is from Nancy Toby, "We have no control over the ballot chain of custody, and we have learned the pain from the 2004 Nader recount in which only 11 districts were counted, chosen by a highly questionable person, and then nothing showed up." Now all we hear is how the Nader recount validated the machines. A candidate asking for a recount may well be a tool used to prove everything was okay, and then that candidate will be further discredited, she warned. Well, this is real. This is real information. I have verified it. I took the time to do it. I don't think it's any news that, Diebold is not a credible system. What's the important issue here that you need to understand is that we are not even voting for a president yet, and we are already into some very strange manipulation going on of the voting system. You need to know that, folks. You need to know your vote may not count. That's right. It may not. This is credible information. Okay. Where am I? Angry independents call for bipartisanship. Oklahoma conclave brings together possible candidate Bloomberg and other middle roaders. Well, everybody knows that Bloomberg is kind of out there searching for some ground as to whether or not a third-party candidate would be electable. And typical of a CEO in approach to problems, he's going out and he is looking for credible information, taking polls, talking to people, you know, getting involved with both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. He's really making an investigation, absolute research. And he's trying to find out, would the people of the United States actually vote for third party? Let me quote you here. This comes out of Norman, Oklahoma. Call them the grumpy old men in the middle. In an earnest but possibly ill-timed effort to push bipartisanship in the presidential election, a gaggle of 17, mostly moderate Republicans and Democrats, as well as one conspicuously recently declared independent, who is the mayor of New York City, called on the leading presidential candidates to stop politics as usual, as the group's leader, former Senator Warren, told a packed auditorium gathered at the University of Oklahoma, where he is president. Okay, so there we are, folks. At the University of Oklahoma, you have Senator Warren telling people this group is being put together to try to reconcile the strange, strange phenomena occurring in Congress in which nothing is getting done. I don't know how strange that is. Nothing is getting done because bipartisanship has, it is. There's a problem here, folks. We don't have any bipartisanship. You got the Democrats on one side, the Republicans on the other, and they absolutely refuse to meet in the middle, which brings me to my next point for this news hour. Let's talk a little bit about the presidential candidates and who is most likely to win. First, I have to introduce you to a topic, a statistical topic. Oh, don't throw your arms up now. Don't go putting your head in a toilet bowl and flushing it because you can't handle math. Nah, you can handle this. It's called regression to the mean. It's not very complicated. It's simply a statistical statement that says everything in the world eventually moves towards the center, the mean, if you will. That's all it is saying. As an example, have you noticed that we have a certain amount of height of people? I'm talking about their physical height, you know, how tall is somebody? It doesn't vary that much. I mean, you can go all the way down to midgets, the little people, hobbits, if you will, munchkins. You get down into the 3-foot area, and you get up to really tall people pushing 7 foot. That's the range, okay, from 3 to 7 foot. Well, that's 4 feet, okay? Most people now fall into the middle, somewhere between 3 and 7 foot. That's the, and the universe has this way of making sure that it continues the process of regressing into the mean. Most people fall into a reasonable height, you know, somewhere between 5 and 6 foot. The same is true of politics, especially when it comes to voting. The majority of people, when it comes right down to the nitty-gritty of the vote, they are going to vote in the middle. Candidates who are running at the outer extreme, they're not going to get elected. It's not going to happen. It's people in the middle who are going to get elected. And those people in the middle are called moderates. Therefore, it's the moderate presidential candidate that will get elected because people will eventually regress to the mean in terms of their own thinking and say to themselves, yeah, you know, we got to have some balance here. I don't agree with everything this person says, but, you know, they're not too bad. They're kind of in the middle of things. I can kind of handle that. And that's what every election will eventually come down to, unless the election itself is totally and absolutely and undeniably 100% manipulated. Can they be? Sure they can. Was there a problem in 2004? Did not all the votes not get counted? They most certainly did not get counted. Was there manipulation? Yes, there was. But I in no way believe that the manipulation actually occurred throughout the entire presidential election. It most certainly did at the tail end. But my own opinion, and I have nothing to back this up with, is I think George Bush's brother down there in Florida, the governor, I think he had a lot to do with what was going on. So the end result was Al Gore did not become president. The president remained George W. Bush, who, by the way, has put our economy in the toilet. I don't know if there's anybody watching the market over the past few days, but boy, I'll tell you what, they got to be sweating. I think it's down another 150, 200 points today. I mean, it's just a wild ride on the market. And this is because of the very strange economic policies of George W. Bush. Well, I'm going to call it an early show today, but I do have a few more things I want to say. And the reason I'm going to call it early is I simply don't want to use up any more minutes on my cell phone. If I cannot make my Skype system work by next week, this will probably be my last broadcast because I can't afford it. Let me get on to Colorado SWAT team. This is a bit of news that you need to pay attention to. There's a mom. Her name is Tina Shippett, and she has a little boy named John. So, one day, her oldest daughter decides to take John for a ride. I don't know where they were going. The little boy attempts to get into the car, and he slipped. He put his hand on the handle, and he went to step in the car. He slipped. He fell. He bruised his arm. It was a fairly serious bruise. They called 911. Paramedics came, checked the boy out, and wanted to take him to the hospital. Now, mom refused. She said, no, I think we can deal with the rest of it here at home. Sounds simple enough? Yeah, it should have been simple. Except that 36 hours later, Tina Shippett had a few visitors at her house. A damn SWAT team, a damn Colorado SWAT team shows up. And they literally invaded the house. I'm talking about a fully armed SWAT team. They broke into their home, slammed their children to the floor with their hands behind their backs and shoved a gun into the face of the woman's daughter and then handcuffed her. Oh, my God. I mean, what are they smoking in Colorado these days? That's the risk you run with over control in a society. Can it happen? It did happen. Can it happen to you? It most certainly can. We've got some strange things going on. And now I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Anybody been watching the news lately about mommies killing babies? My God, it's like an epidemic proportion. It is, I'm telling you folks, it is getting really weird out there. It's that kind of verifiable, credible news reporting. This is real. Mommies are killing babies. Daddies are throwing their babies off of bridges. You know, when you get news like this, it makes authorities in cities real tense when they hear about an incident with a mom and a child and the kid's got a bruise. Everybody's paranoia level goes up. And yeah, there is some real strange knee-jerk reactions, but that's why it happens. It's not happening out of a vacuum. What I'm telling you is things like this incident in Colorado happen because there are, in fact, some strange, strange things going on. But no stranger, no stranger than Al-Qaeda propaganda chief Adam Gadahn, who's known as the Azzam, the American, taking a verbal poke at Jay Leno. What? Why would this Al-Qaeda screwball go after Jay Leno? Well, not matter of fact, he's not only going after Jay Leno, he's going after Jay Leno and Jay's wife. Her name, by the way, is Mavis. Now, both Jay and Mavis have very staunch opinions regarding their feminism and push very hard for the rights of females, okay? This bizarre terrorist group is going after Jay because both he and his wife support the feminist view. Now, I can't make heads or tails out of this, but this is real. This happened. I followed it up. Somehow this all gets tied into the U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan. I can't follow the logic of this guy, Adam Gadahn, but this, he ties it together into this. What should we do with Azzam the American? My answer is toss him out of the U.S. and send him into Afghanistan. It's time to fight back, folks. These radical assholes get attention because we need oil. That's why. If there was no oil in the Middle East, most of them would still be sitting around campfires burning camel shit instead of living in houses with central heating. That's the simple truth of the Middle East. That's the simple truth of most of the people living there. They're nothing more than a ragtag bunch of radical, fanatical, almost worse than Christian Muslims, okay? They're not worse than Christian fanatics, but they're quickly approaching it. Oh. Well, I'm going to end the show with two enterprising guys out of New York. This is called Dead Man Walking, you know? Talk about ingenuity. Okay, so you got three guys kind of palling around together. One of them is collecting a Social Security check, and they're all living on it, all right? Well, the guy who was actually getting the Social Security check, he drops dead. Now, his two buddies, they want to cash his last check. So they take his check, they go to a store in New York and say, hey, we want to cash Virgilio's, that's, by the way, is his name, Virgilio Centroni. We want to cash his check. He wants us to cash his check for him, and it's all signed. Of course, it wasn't the guy's signature. Anyway, the storekeeper says, oh, no. He says, he's got to be here to do this. I can't just cash this check. So they scratch their heads, and they're thinking, but the guy's dead. What do we do? So they gather him up. They go back to his apartment, pick him up, put him in an office chair, a red office chair, strap him and tie him into it, and wheel him down the street. So now these two guys are wheeling their friend down the street. Well, actually, they get spotted somebody says, wait a minute, this guy, that guy you wheeled out is dead. Anyway, it all came to a screeching halt. The police showed up and took them all away. Both. This may be my last time on a TNT News Hour. If I can't get Skype working, I love you all. The news is great. Hey, have a wonderful day. That's a wrap, Don.